This is GQDN for Monday, February 6th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Madden predictions. Uh-oh. Sega teasing a new game. And love is in the air. But today, we start with a Destructoid article that talks about Overwatch 2 announcing some new anti-cheat initiatives. So, there was about 50,000 accounts that were taken down because those were cheaters. And a lot of people was really complaining about that on the forums. When I say a lot, it's about 40 million. So, yeah. So Blizzard had to take some action here. Now, it's unclear to me as what they've done, but they might be getting some AI into the system to point out those cheaters and maybe stop people from, quote, Steam sniping, which also seems to be a part of the problem. Well, this is all going to be about their Defense Matrix initiative, and this will get players who are, quote, grouping up with anyone who uses cheats and hacks, and, quote, players who knowingly group up with cheaters. So this will be very, very interesting to see and really see how this all plays out. Blizzard does have a lot of tools at their disposal. They also have quite a few games, including Diablo Immortal. GameSpot.com did say that you could get some new stash tabs behind a paywall. Okay, so these stash tabs can be purchased for 2,000 platinum. Now, as you play the game, as I understand it, you do get platinum through different things. But it is also, or you can also get those platinum by paying real money. So, what does a player do? Well, that is really up to you. Really. So if you do play Diablo Immortal and you want those stash tabs, go the cheap route. Seriously, just go the cheap route. That's what I'd do. Now, one more thing, and we talked about it a little bit there last week, because love is in the air in World of Warcraft, and this comes to us from wowhead.com, and they have a lot of things to do. So the trading post activities goes as Love is in the Air Complete Bomb on Blitz. You can do the Love is in the Air Present a Lovely Charm Bracelet, or Love is in the Air Kill Apocryphy Hummel. Love is in the Air Have a Romantic Picnic in the Onaran Plains. Or Love is in the Air Use Piddlefeet's Hearthstone in the Dragon Isles. And by the way, what we said before, there is the drop for the mount. And what has it increased to? Well, that is something that trying to find out here. The X45 Heartbreaker is out there, and they did not make any announcement as to what the drop rate will be. Same as the Swift Lovebird, but those could be in the NPC vendors located in capital cities. So go look for those things. And that is level 50 plus for some of that stuff. Let's get on to some other games. Destructoid.com did say that there is a new game coming in 2023, and it's called Capes. It's a turn-based superhero game, and looks like you could find that at the very least on Steam, because that is something that you could wishlist. But not just there. PlayStation 4 and 5, Nintendo Switch, and the Xbox platform. So, this is going to be going up against Marvel's Midnight Suns. And if it's anything like that, well, yes, I'm going to be interested. So, we'll see what happens. Now, Capes is being developed by Defiant Development. Then they are the creators of Hands of Fate. So, if you played the Hands of Fate, then you kind of know what you're getting into. But still, this is going to be all different heroes, non-licensed heroes, so that's something that they will make themselves. And I watched the video. It does look pretty interesting. And another thing that is interesting coming to us from DualShockers.com is more news about Ubisoft Plus for Xbox. There are some icons that have been showing up, and those icons say Ubisoft as the letter U and a plus sign, and that was shown on the X and S. Now, this Ubisoft deal going on with Xbox has been going on for the past couple of years, and Ubisoft wanted to put in plus as what is already seen in PlayStation into Xbox. So will this happen? Well, it does look like that it will, but we shall see what goes on. Now, we know one that had a console years ago, and that's Sega, and they have teased that a new mobile game could be coming to you very soon. Now, this reveal will happen on Friday at 8 p.m. Japan time, so do the math. I'm not going to do it for you, but this is going to be something to look forward to on February 10th. This game, unannounced, is Sega teaming up with Nier and Yoko Taro for this mobile RPG. And this mobile RPG can be found on, or eventually will be found on your iOS and your Google Play Store. So it should be on all the smartphones. All of the smartphones. So, Oh, by the way, the 8 p.m. translate to 3 a.m. Pacific time, 6 a.m. EST, and 11 a.m. GMT, and noon CET. So yeah, there's that. Still, we'll see what happens just as I'm at work. That's nice. But first off, if you're listening in Turkey, we hope that you're all safe in that area of the world. There was a massive earthquake in that area, and 7.8 is no laughing matter at all. What is also not a laughing matter is, according to DualShockers.com, the Turkey station for PlayStation is closed, but the services will remain operational. So this is what a Sony spokesperson did say, quote, Sony has optimized its scope of operations for TV and audio consumer products in Turkey due to a challenging business environment that is increasingly impacting profitability in these specific categories in Turkey. While we didn't take these decisions lightly, we are fully committed to continue providing customer service support and operations for these products. Turkey remains an important market for Sony, and we will continue to drive our remaining areas of business operations in the region. So they are going to keep things up, just not the opposites. It is sad to hear jobs lost. I feel that pain. Now, let's go on to GameSpot again. And the Super Bowl looms, people. And you know Madden, they like to do some predictions, even though their predictions have been recently wrong. So what could they be wrong about this year? Well, Madden 23, they did, the people at EA did put Madden through Simulator and said that the Philadelphia Eagles will beat the Kansas City Chiefs by a score of 31-17. Patrick Mahomes will complete 29-39 passes for 249 yards and one touchdown. Wide receiver A.J. Brown of the Eagles will catch 8 passes for 114 yards and one touchdown. And Chris Jones will have the defensive performance of the day with 4 tackles and 2 sacks. We'll see what happens. Over the past 7 years, EA is 2-5 in the Super Bowl predictions. Well, by the way, you can get the Game Standard Edition for $21 on Xbox and PlayStation. So there's a prediction. But we do have to end on a good note, and I am not using that as a pun, people, because Eurogamer.net did say that the first Grammy last night went to Assassin's Creed Valhalla. And well, at Wendell did say that on Twitter, quote, I can't stop laughing at this guy announcing the Grammy win for Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Even if it's not a game, you should know how to pronounce the word Valhalla. You should check it out. It should be up on the different social media sites, including on Twitter. But still, the speech was very well done. And the composer for said game was Stephanie Economo, and I do hope I got that name right. And she did thank the Grammys for creating the category, which was long overdue. And by the way, if you listen to Start Here like I do, I think you would agree that people that don't know about video games are about 10 years behind. But you know we're not behind. We keep up with everything. Especially if you follow us at GroupQuest on Twitter and at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.